Welcome to Confessions of a Homesteading Mama. I am your host, Tasha Brown. First, I'm going to apologize for being kind of absent. We've been kind of running crazy and trying to keep up with the farm and life. And it's just been a hectic mess, so I've kind of put this on the side. But today, I want to touch base on some things we've done on the farm. We have disputted our goat's horns, and we don't apply the CD&T shot because, well, it has a lot of toxins in it. And I'm not a believer in giving an animal a vaccine. And so we use some essential oils to cover the pain for the goats. We use Panaway, Copaiba, Tea Tree, Frankincense, and Thieves Blend. Not only was that stuff good for pain and inflammation, it was good to help fight off any infections. And we did this for the day we disbudded their horns, and we also did it for the following 3 days. So far, so good. Everyone's looking runny, healthy. No problems. The next phase will be doing tattoos for the goats so we can show them and we can get them officially registered, but not a big deal. I just got to get my tattoo gun out and that'll be quick, easy peasy. And again, I'll use some Panaway and some Copaiba on their ears. That way there's no minimal pain and inflammation on them. We have opted not to do a garden this year. That was a big decision, but there's so much clay in our soil, it's just not gonna grow a good garden. It's a hard decision not to. We'll probably do a couple raised beds with our strawberry plants and some zucchini and simple things like that, but I'm not gonna go extravagant. We have a great, wonderful local source where we buy a lot of our produce anyway, so no garden isn't a huge deal. We can buy all we need not too far from us. We have ran 90 miles an hour. We're drinking up plenty and plenty of raw milk to keep us full of vitamins. And we started a new vitamin supplement routine. And now we do use a lot of Young Living supplements. And I'm very, very thankful for them. And I'm thankful for the Nijinxa Red drink. My kids love it. And that's an easy way to get vitamins and minerals in them. But we also added Amy Meyer's vitamin protocol in our lives, and my kids just love the vitamins, and it's just one way I can guarantee that they get some in them. And I was needing more myself, so I just started the basic multivitamin. It says 3 capsules a day. I'm only taking 2. Not a big deal. I also started her pasture raised grass fed protein powder. It's the mocha latte flavor. It is amazing. If you get a chance to try it, do so. It seems pricey up front, $70 for 30 servings, but if you break that down, that's $2.33 a day. I was needing extra protein, and I was needing more nutrition than I was getting in. So, I take that, mix it in a cup of raw milk, blend it. I no longer drink coffee in the mornings because I have this drink that is nourishing my body versus destroying my body. We have a lot going on, and I hope to start sharing some more about our routines and what we're doing. Our baby chicks that we got, they're all meat birds, are doing fantastic. They've been on pasture since day one. In another couple weeks, they'll be off the heat lamp full time, which means I can move them more freely on the pasture. And right now, we're kind of having to bring some of the pasture to them just so they can stay close to the light source. But all's well and good on the farm. We're staying busy. It's just that time of year. Today we are ordering stuff for the state fair, which is in August, but we like to start preparing early and just stay busy. I hope you have a blessed day. And again, sorry for taking such a long pause, but it was kind of needed so I can catch up and focus on other things. Have a great day, guys, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.